You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
So, Bria asks Jasmine if she's older. What?
So Bria, oh yeah. So Bria's like, I'm 27. How old are you, Jasmine? And Jasmine's like, I'm 31. And she goes, oh my God, I thought you were younger than me. And Preston goes, you know that 31's older than 27, right? She goes, Preston, don't play me like I'm some dumb broad, Preston, okay? I have a bone to pick with you because, like, it's like you don't like me or something. And he goes, oh, is this when the drama started? Is this what we're going to tell everybody? This is where it started.
He's like, yeah, because we don't have a beef. Like, is this where the drama started? And then Jasmine's like, you guys have had some beef. You guys have definitely had some beef in the past. And Preston's like, huh, no, I love you, Bria. Like, honestly, I love you, Bria. Bria, I like really love you, and I will not go off on you for no reason later this episode.
I can't wait to rip into you for no reason in about 10 minutes. Guess what the girls are doing?
Shots! Oh my God, we're taking shots!
They're doing that, and then we find out that Preston's father has passed away, mm-hmm. and he's actually missing the funeral, which is the next day, to be there. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to that because my father wasn't... Basically, his dad wasn't a part of his life.
Checkered past, yeah. Complicated relationship with his father and his father's side of the family, so he is not going to attend the funeral, and he's telling us about it, and he cries. I feel terrible for him. It's got to be a really gut-wrenching position to be in. It's a terrible thing to go through in life anyway, and I feel bad. So sad.
Then I don't have time to feel bad. I'm just kidding. No, I feel bad.
Hey, Martha, like no time to feel things. Bad right now. We're in the
hey,
recap.
Martha, I hate talking about sad things. It's your cool like, jazzy.
I don't have time to feel bad right now. I'm just trying to get this Vespa to the top of the hill.
And I'm like, I'm still at the middle of the canyon right now in my mind. So they get back to the house and Noelle's just looking around like, I'm rich now. And then it's all about the lobster. So they gather. Bria, we find out, is going to be the lobster chef. Mm-hmm. And she's just pouring two canisters of Old Bay in the pot. And she tells us she does this because you don't want seafood to taste like seafood, which is why I go through two packs of Old Bay seasoning. This is going to be fire.
You want it to taste like pure sodium, you know? That's what seafood should taste like, according to Bria. Because also, last year she had a bit of an issue.
Also comes from the sea, though, to be fair.
That is true. Last year, I seem to remember she had a seasoning issue as well. She was an aggressive seasoner. Listen, I love doing a healthy pour of Old Bay in my seafood boils. Like, I always do more than it calls for. I totally support that. But this was like two cans of it. This is not going to be good for anyone's blood pressure. We're both very acutely aware of blood pressure things. This was triggering me.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix it. I'm on so many medications. Okay, we're not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to a blood pressure collective. guys.
Yeah, we're going to start.
Let's talk about our blood pressure.
Oh, I just got, okay. I just got a splinter.
A splinter in New York City? Get a rope. Okay, so Amir and Alex are outside talking, and Amir's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I trust that cooking. I trust that cooking about as much as Natalie trusts me in the vineyard without her, which is not a lot. I'm going to die this summer.
I'm really checking my toe right now.
No.
Okay, I think I got it out.
You all right?
Well, I, you know.
Are they the original wood floors in there or what? You can't tell.
It feels like laminate. I can't believe I got a splinter live on the air. This is so unprofessional. Actually, what's more unprofessional is me calling it out instead of just being a man and living through it. I'm going to join the Splinter Collective now.
Yeah.
For those victims of splinters.
Yeah. Let's talk it out. Okay, so then inside, Jasmine and Nomel. And Jasmine, they're all talking. And guess what Jasmine's question is? It's shocking. Jasmine literally never learns. She's like, are you single, Noelle? Please tell me you're single. Please. I need to fix you up with someone. And Noelle's like, I am single. You know, I'm single, ready to mingle. You know how I go, girls. And she's like, you know, it's day one and everything, but you're not seeing anyone you want to pee on yet. Is that what you're saying? And she's like, well, I mean, I've seen Alex out in Brooklyn, but it's not like we actually, like, talked or anything. But I did always think that he was cute, and he has, like, this, like, nice little athletic build or whatnot.
I'm like, there have been three men who've walked in the house so far. Two of them are in relationships. What are you asking? When Jasmine's like, see anyone you've got an eye on, it's basically between Milo and Alex and maybe the lobster. Like, who else would she have an eye on?
That's true, actually. There are no options. Hey, wait a minute. That's
no
kind
options.
Of a fail, right?
It is. I'm surprised they haven't. Maybe they'll bring in some more men over the course of the season because there are zero options for romance right now.
And also, I think that Alex has a girlfriend. That's going to be my prediction. That Alex has like a girlfriend he hasn't told anybody about. I know it just happened last season with Nick, right? Because Nick, remember when Nick was like, and here's my girlfriend, Tasia. Now, since there's nobody in this house who will have sex with me, here's my girlfriend, Tasia. And they're like, what?
Yeah. That was, and it's still happening. I mean, she's around this season. So, Bria said, so then Noelle's like, yeah, she's like, she sort of has an eye on Alex. Basically, he's tall. He's tall and he's got nice shoulders. And so Bria's like, well, summer's here, and I think that they went on some dates. And Noelle's like, oh, really? Like, what kind of dates? Like, because dates matter. And Noelle basically is like, yeah, she says that she talked to Summer, and Summer said nothing's happened. So, like, they chilled, and that's it. And Shanice is like, I think I would have a longer conversation if it were me.
Yeah, she's smarter than that. She's like, I don't know. Like, nothing happened. What does that mean? You know, she senses, well, and I don't know how she's not sensing it. I mean, Summer's like dagger-eyeing Alex, you know?
Yeah, I think Noelle was doing that thing, I think, where she was like interested in Alex, and Summer said, yeah, we chilled, it's fine. And Noelle probably knows there's more there, but she's not going to ask because she wants to have plausible deniability.
Yes, good point. So now people are getting ready for dinner, and we see Nick's closet, and it's all white shirts, which I think is really funny. He's like, listen, it's easier to match a hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then Jordan is having issues with her lace front on her wig, which I think is probably it's probably foreshadowing her story about her hair loss. And then Preston has packed scissors. So hope you had fun checking your luggage. Can't bring that on carry-on, sir.
So let's see. Preston and Jordan are setting the table outside. And Noelle's like, yeah, I do not trust everyone's cooking. That Bria was being a little heavy-handed with the Old Bay. But here's how you know the difference between people, what they put in their grits. They either put sugar or salt and pepper. And I am definitely a butter, cheese, and salt and pepper girl. And that's that. Like, okay, was this your casting tape? Because that's literally all I needed. You could be on every show on Bravo.
Yeah. No, I think I loved her. I loved her for just, like, going on a random tangent about butter. So they, Amir's like, hey guys, can we do a blessing for this food? Like maybe we could make a video and put it on Zillow. And they're like, okay, sure. Thanks for the seafood and let's turn up. Woo, let's eat.
Yeah. They have, what's her buns do it? What's her name? I forget.
Her, let's do some shots.
Oh, she's like, Shanice.
I just want to say, Shanice, yeah. She's like, God, thank you so much for seafood and for those towels. And fuck bras, by the way. Those are a stupid invention. Also, yay, shots. I love shots. Yay, God. Turn up.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't mention there was one point where they all like went out and started jumping around on the trampoline, and then Preston went and basically as soon as you saw that trampoline, you're like, okay, well, congrats to one of you guys who's going to have a sprained ankle for the rest of the season. And sure enough, it was Preston. Preston won the trampoline lottery.
You can't, trampolines aren't just something you can be like, oh, there's a trampoline. I'm going to go jump on that. I mean, adults can't do that. Kids are made out of elastic. They can do it. Adults can't, you can't do something new like that. Also, if you see like a random step in a place that you haven't tried out before, be careful. Don't just go up that step. Be like, that is new to me and I'm an adult and adults can't do things like this.
Okay. Slowly. I have literally zero desire to jump on a trampoline. I just see it as a sprained ankle device. That's all I see it as. Or maybe a broken wrist if I'm so lucky.
Oh.
What, are you sad for me?
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I...
No,
trampolines don't do it for me.
I don't like trampolines either. They feel like I'm dying. I don't like that. I'm not in a hurtful way, but just like a, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm about to be in heaven. That kind of way. I'm not ready to die. It's like the kind of like thrill where you're falling. I don't like that falling feeling. Okay, so they're eating and Jasmine's like, how's the pasta? Does everybody like the pasta? I made the pasta. Do you like it? Do you like the pasta? I made the pasta. Do you like it? Do you like it? Does that pasta taste single? Tell me if it tastes single.
And Alex goes, it's cold, but it's good though. I was like, sir.
Thanks, person who did nothing.
Thanks, person who did nothing. Just say it's good. But that's, by the way, this is what drove me nuts about him last year, is that he's like, oh, all nice and enlightened, but he's like an asshole. And he would, he did this last year too. He would just say like a real dick thing. And I can't stand that. I can't stand people
just being honest. Yeah, no one subscribed to your honesty. Okay. Yeah. Save it for the newsletters.
Also, like, honest, I was really upset. This is the moment where I wanted to find out how this overseasoned food was, and no one even commented on it. Also, I thought it was strange that they were bashing open the lobsters with the mallets. Those are like crab mallets. And like, I feel like, is that the way one gets into a lobster tail? Don't you just go in with like maybe some scissors or something down the middle and crack it open like that? I don't know. Something felt wrong.
I don't know. I don't know how any of that's done. So Summer is like, I have a question for you, Jasmine. Why no drinking? Why? People take it as a personal affront. And Jasmine's like, oh, well, you remember that party we had last year? That was pretty much the last time. Oh, you mean the one where Silas got all mad at you because you had the nerve to talk back to him and then degraded you in front of all of your friends? And instead of breaking up with him, you promised to stop drinking like that was all your fault? Are you fucking kidding me? Am I supposed to be on your side?
Yeah. So Jasmine's like, yeah, I just really wanted to refocus. It's just going to be a dry summer, and I absolutely don't have a baby inside me. And Bria's like, yeah, because I thought she was pregnant. No, I totally am not 100% pregnant whatsoever. I'm definitely not. Definitely, definitely.
You know when that guy humiliated me in front of my friends and degraded me and treated me like absolute shit? I remember that being the night where I said, God, I want that man's baby inside of me. Not that I have it right now. I'm just not drinking. Good old-fashioned not drinking.
I've never seen the internet more disappointed than when Jasmine announced her pregnancy. And like so many people who follow this show were like, aw, because they're like, the dreams of her escaping from Silas just evaporated in that moment.
It's true, though. I remember that because I remember the way they word everything in these headlines, you know, it's all clickbait, but it was like, Silas and Jasmine have huge announcement about their relationship. I'm like, well, they were already married, so they're divorced. Like, thank God. And it was, no. I'm preggers. Bringing another Silas into the world. Can't wait.
Yeah. So then Noelle is like, how the fuck do you eat crap like this? And Jordan is like, so, Alex, you recently had an event that you didn't invite everyone to. And he's like, oh, really? I didn't? She goes, no. Which is, again, funny because she literally had a trip, an exclusive trip, and she didn't invite people. Yes. So we're finally starting the drama of the episode. It's all been nice times, but now we're going to get into it.
So Bria's like, well, I mean, I knew I was invited. And Summer says, well, I wasn't invited even though I was in New York at the time. And he goes, well, he's telling us, I have a beautiful music community and it's called Fill the Space. And we've been hosting intimate music experiences for 4 years now. And yeah, I'm the host of it, but it's a community. And if you're subscribed to the list, you get an invitation. It's that simple.
He's actually kind of guilting them. Like, actually, you weren't supporting me. Yeah. So Jordan is like, well, I was wondering if you could explain why that was. And then Shanice whispers to Noelle. Shanice is just like, by the way, there's like a bottle of tequila over there. Could you just like put it over by your leg so I don't tip it over? This way your leg can tip it over instead. Okay, great. Thanks, bye. So Alex is basically like, yeah, well, you know, I didn't invite everyone. And first of all, I didn't realize that Summer was in New York, and had I known, I would have invited her. And she's like, can I call bullshit on that? Because we had a group FaceTime that morning, and you saw that I was in Jordan's living room, so that doesn't feel true.
He's not only a liar, he's just a terrible liar.
Yeah.
So Alex is like, but it was posted on social media, and, you know, like, people who went there interacted with that page and got tickets. And Jasmine's like, oh, so Bria's the only one that gets an individual invite? And Bria's like, it wasn't like that. I mean, okay, I love you, Summer, but it wasn't like that, you know? And you and Jordan went out to dinner, and I didn't get an invite to that.
This is when we enter the I love you, but fight. Because now everything that everyone says is, I love you, but, like, I didn't get invited to that. So Summer's like, when? To, like, the steakhouse. And, like, I love you, but I did not get invited to the steakhouse. And Summer's like, no, listen, Bria, I love you, but, like, that was, like, we're talking about something that was, like, a whole production. I was, like, staying. I was staying with Jordan. And Jordan, I love you, but I was staying with you, Jordan. And it was just, like, I wanted to take her out to dinner. So, like, I love you, Bria, but, like, I was just taking her out to dinner as a thank you. Okay, I love you.
But I love you, but, like, I invited you to my party when I had a party, even though I love you. And Summer's like, no, 100%. I love you, but, like, still, 100%, you invited me. And she goes, yeah, but I love you. And, my, like, I mean, my party was in the group chat. We talked about it. So silly.
Just, but Bria, I wasn't in town. I live in Los Angeles. That's why I didn't go to your party. I mean, like, I love you, but I live in Los Angeles, which I also love.
And then Preston just yells, what the fuck is happening right now? And they're like,
Summer's like, and I just want to just reiterate to the table to clarify for Preston, who wants to know what the fuck is going on right now. I love you, Bria. I just want to say I love you, Bria.
No, but I love you.
And Preston's but I love like, you.
Oh my god. And Bria says, but if you want me to leave, Preston, if you want me to leave, just say it, Preston, and I'll leave. Why does it have to turn into like, oh my god, they're telling me to leave?
Like, literally, there was I'm missing the connective tissue for this discussion. Was it edited out?
I love when Bria just loses the thread and just starts like arguing whatever.
So oh, yeah, like, you want me to leave now? Because I was just saying I love you to somebody. So, okay, I guess I can't say I love you to somebody because now I'm being asked to leave.
Noelle's like, you're not leaving, Bria. We are still eating this shitty, shitty food. And Preston's like, that better not be to me because you lost your mind if it was. Look at me. I am tired of everything being an argument. It's like, sir, you were the one who literally.
You are literally making this so crazy right now. And she's like, oh, you want me to leave then? Is that what you're saying? Oh my god, did you pack my suitcases? Am I leaving now?
Oh,
should I call you
now?
I love you but Uber?
You're gonna cry. You're gonna cry now. Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna cry now? I love you,
but
you're gonna
love
cry.
You. I love you though.
I literally love you, but you're gonna cry right now. Like, literally, you're like my favorite person here, but you're literally gonna cry like a fucking bitch right now. You're gonna cry. I literally love you.
And he tells us, I know I'm going through a lot and that's annoying, but she's coming for me, and I am listen, if you wanna push me, then push me. If you want to make a scene, then I can make a movie.
So, of course, Bria storms off. And she's like, okay, you got the attention on you, Preston. You got it. You got it.
And he's like, are you going to cry in your room for 2 days? Is that what you're going to do? Go cry in your room? Go ahead. Cry in your room for 2 days.
Whatever. Twitter it. Or exit. Formerly known as Twitter.
And he goes, I will. And she goes, good. That's what I thought. He goes, good night. I'm enjoying these crab legs, though. Tweet.
Good night. I love you, by the way, but good night.
Love you. Retweet. Quote tweet love you. Hashtag.
Fake ass bitch.
Preston's like, I'm actually exhausted with it, to be honest. Like, Bria, you know, Bria and I talk like every day. Like, I love her, but like, I'm exhausted by it.
So inside, Bria's like, but I love him. I love him. I don't know why he wants me to leave. And Summer's telling her, if you love him, you owe it to him to have a conversation. Come on. This wasn't about you. This was about me getting mad at Alex. Come on. Yeah. Stick to the script, girl.
Preston's like, I mean, guys, we don't all live in the same city. So then Bria and Summer come back. And Bria's like, Preston, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's like, me too, bitch.
He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry too. So you want me to leave? No, I don't want you to leave. Okay, so you want me to stay? I didn't say I wanted to stay either. Okay, well, I'm going to stay.
Then Amir steps into his favorite thing, which is cleaning things up. So he now starts just clearing all the tables for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, where he's like, I'm the only normal one in this house. That's his favorite thing to do. Yeah. So he's doing that. And then he tells us, yeah, Bria's the only one that gets to throw a tantrum and then come back and be like, I'm sorry, I love you. Like, what? Yeah, but Preston did too. How come Bria's the only one who gets called out for throwing a tantrum?
And then we now pivot to a new variation on the I love you fight to the excessive apologies. So now Preston's like, you know what? Like, I was just like upset because it was just like the moment. Like, it wasn't you. And I apologize to you for that.
No, I apologize because I was disrespectful to you, especially at this time. You don't need that. And I apologize.
No, and I love you. I love you for that. But I apologize because like I love you. I love you and I apologize for that.
Listen, I want me to leave. I want me to leave right now. I want me to leave to Apology City because that's what I owe you. I owe you an apology.
I want to leave my soul and go hug your soul together because I just like love you so much and I apologize.
Love you. Then it cuts to Noelle splurting herself in the face with lobster juice. She's like,
yes.
She's like, so now Summer is like, okay, so we all love each other and the new girl is covered in lobster jizz. So Alex, you said you didn't know I was in New York, but we were on FaceTime that morning. So what the fuck, Alex?
By the way, I respect Summer so much. She just picked right back up again. She was like, I'm putting a bookmark in my fight because I did not get to where I need to be. So we will not
have another season of people calling me boring. Got it.
We are back.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, how the hell did we get here? Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, grownups, the Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
So, Nick is like, yeah, she just wants to know why you didn't invite her. And she's like, that part. Because you said it's because you didn't know I was in New York, but you saw me at Jordan's apartment that morning. And meanwhile, Noelle's still on the side, but just making all sorts of Phaedra faces.
She's just making faces. She's so funny. So Summer's like, the issue is you not being honest, Alex. And Amir, oh, this makes me crazy. He's like, why don't you just tell him the answer you want? Because he's telling you his truth and you're not accepting it. So just tell him what you want.
He's not saying his truth, actually.
Yeah, it's not.
He's just not.
Like a crazy woman, and he's like telling you his truth. When you have to resort to his truth or this is my truth, it's not the truth. Tell me the fucking truth and stop with the branding it as yours. You don't get your own version.
So Jasmine's like, hey, Martha, I feel like he's lying. And Summer goes, yeah, I do feel like he's lying. Because how are you on a Zoom call, but you don't invite us? You don't invite the person who does live in New York. You don't invite the person you've been inside of. That's a fucking problem. It's like.
So now everyone's like, oh, my God, they had sex. Did they have sex? I knew they had sex. I didn't know they had sex. I loved that they had sex. I knew what the second
I'm
they
so
had
sorry.
Sex.
I apologize. I love you so much.
How did everybody not know they had sex? How did I know, but nobody knew? I guess I just assumed it.
I think the only one who did not know was Jasmine, which is funny because she's so self-involved that she doesn't even know this very obvious gossip.
And also, no one likes her, so no one keeps in touch with Jasmine. They just see her this summer. They're like, oh, it's Jasmine still here.
I'm married. That's why. So
even Milo and Noelle knew. So, they're all weighing in like, wow. So Alex is like, well, to be honest, I wasn't paying attention. I'm just being very honest. I'm a very honest person. So Summer's like, well, I guess our perceptions are very different then.
Yeah. So then she goes, have I not invited you guys to something? And Alex is like, listen, I've been to events that other people were not invited to, or where she's not there. And she goes, who's she? And they could say Jasmine. So he's smart. He's turning this on how much Jasmine is hurt in this situation. So Jasmine's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just like curious, like, why are there things I've not been invited to, Martha? You know, like, hey, Martha.
And she's like, yeah, I've been really disconnected from the group. And I call on the girls as like a married person to single sad people. And like, I check on them like, hey, how are you doing now that since you don't have a husband yet? Like, are you okay? Are you coping? Do you want me to bring you some canned goods? And like, there's just like no reciprocity. And it's just been like real, real dry, probably like, you know, their dating life, since they're so single, it's sad. The phone just doesn't ring. Like, you know, you wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for me, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I just love calling the girls and supporting them, Martha. Like, sometimes they'll call them and just say things like, listen, here's my advice for the day. We're all dying, but you're dying alone. Okay, good talking to you.
And then we see all these, like, several photos where the group has like done things, like a large amount of the group without Jasmine. Just like two or three people here. It was like there was one photo where like they were all lined up like against like a railing or something, and just everyone but Jasmine.
And they know it too. It's like they can sense that these pictures are being shown on the screen right now because they are all just completely silent, just looking at her. No one is going to jump on that at all, right?
They're all so, like, should I just move to the left? Because I know you're about to put up a photo to the right of me. How should I stand?
So Noelle's like, Jasmine, where do you stand with everybody then? Because I guess someone has to ask you because these people clearly do not care.
And she's like, well, I mean, I feel like I'm not as close with... She looks around the table. She's like, Jordan. I'm just going to...
I'll go with Jordan.
I'm just going to focus on one today. Rome wasn't built in a day, right? So Jordan's like, well, we could have that conversation. I would love that. Just not in public.
And I agree with you, but we're having a group conversation about invitation, so I brought it up. So one might say I'm inviting you to talk about it later. See, wordplay, invitation. Maybe you don't understand that concept. I don't know. So Jordan's
so
like,
now there. They clean up, and Amir's like, I'll do some dishes, but not all of these dishes. Love that's just his storyline now. It's like the dishes. Let's go see what Amir's doing with the dishes. Now it's bedtime, and Summer and Jordan are talking about how Alex's response didn't even make any sense. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's like, yeah, but then you made that like inside me comment. So are you sure it's not about something else with him?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I love that she said that. I love that she caught him off guard. You know, I love that she took ownership of that moment and was like, yeah, I'm gonna confront you with your fuckboyness. So now it's the morning.
I didn't like that. No, because it's like that whole vibe of like, oh my God, I'm not with anybody. You're not with anybody. You're a fuck boy. I'm a fuck girl. I'll just do whatever I want. Like, we can just do whatever I want. And then when you feel slighted, it's like, you've been inside me. Like, that's like the most important thing that someone could have done. Like, I can't believe you would treat me that way after you've been inside of me. Like, well, is this casual or not?
Get it. Yeah, that's a fair point. So it's the morning and Amir is scrubbing the fridge door. He's like, this is like my most favorite cleaning product in the world. Like, this is his A story for the season, scrubbing things down. And, they're just like getting ready. Noelle has a hangover drink of cranberry and lime. It's the next morning and they're all enjoying themselves. And now Alex is in the truth booth and he's like, I can feel the drama. Summer wants to put the pressure on me, but you're not going to get a rise out of me unnecessarily. I'm not built like that. I'm built for
music collectives.
Yeah. And being a cousin to a famous person. I'm built for that.
I'm built for sharing G chords. That's it. So then Jasmine is telling, she's on the phone with Silas and she got flowers or something. And he's like, I'm going to live vicariously through you. Would you please tell people to keep it down while I work? That'd be great. Do it now.
Okay, I sent you two computer monitors. I could just set them up on the dining room table and just make sure they're just exactly where everyone's congregating and then tell them all to shut up. Thank you so much.
So she talks about how they went to counseling and they're like doing so much better now. And he goes, babe, I'm going to teach you something new, a new word, dulce venia. That means you're the woman. Do my dishes. God damn it. Dishes are filthy. She's like, oh my God, I love you. He's like, I love you, babe.
I did not love Jasmine's discussion of counseling because she goes, yes, Silas and I, we went back to counseling and I'm not perfect. I've definitely made mistakes. It's like, yeah, but like, well, you have made a mistake, which is getting involved with Silas. But like, also, how about also like saying something? I thought she was going to say Silas realized that his priorities were not right and he had to update the way he talked to me. Da, 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 da. But it was more her being like, no, I made mistakes. I was like, this is not good. This is not what I want to hear.
Yeah, me neither. So now they're going to boat day and Preston is throwing it and he's talking about his father's funeral and but they decide that they're going to have fun instead and be family to each other. So now Jordan and Jasmine have their conversation and I would not want to be on the outs with Jordan. I'll just say that right now. Jordan is cold-blooded.
Yes.
Jordan like literally will just cut you and not care. And that's kind of what she's doing right now. So Jordan is like, I didn't want to have a Dr. Phil session today. So Jasmine's like, well, I feel like we haven't been on the same page in a long time, Martha. Okay. And I was like, I don't, you know, what's going on? I had to ask myself, did I do something? What's your perspective, single person? It's just been so long since I've been single. I just forget how you think. But go ahead.
She's like, well, I think I definitely pulled away because I was mistrusting what I was seeing. It just like made me feel like I don't know who this is. And I was freaked out by it, quite frankly. And it made me feel like I don't know if I can trust this person, honestly.
Yeah, but last year I was just getting used to my marriage. And I mean, you're such a straight shooter. If you didn't like something, I would guess that you'd say. She did say. Why are you acting like she didn't say? She did say, Jasmine, here's the problem. People do tell you, and you don't fucking care, and you keep acting like an asshole anyway. Here's the real answer to this. Why did you pull away? I don't like you anymore. You're an asshole with your boyfriend, and nobody likes you. So stop. Yeah.
Jordan's like, when I first met Jasmine, she had like a shaved Skrillex haircut. And we see it. It's like she was like edgy. She's probably like edgy and cool and not like the type of person who is just going to lean into, you know, I'm a married person now and I have to do everything for my man. I've got to be like, make dinner for him.
I was taking this music class because I take these like, well, not a class. I was like taking a tutorial, doing a tutorial or something online for like music production or whatever. Yeah. And this guy was like, you know who gave me this plugin? Skrillex.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird? I mean, it was twice in one day. What does that mean?
It means that please welcome the new cast member of Real Housewives of Somewhere, Skrillex.
How often does Skrillex just pop up on people's life? That's bizarre, right?
Well,
hey, Skrillex, are you out there listening to me right now with your man bun? I feel you, Skrillex, okay? And I love you. I love your work, bro. Give me a call.
Well, all I have to say is for the people for whom Skrillex pops up a lot, those are people who probably drink a lot of coffee because all his music is like...
I have been addicted to coffee lately. Do you think it's all connected? I'm so addicted, I had to buy decaf coffee because I was like, I'm going to give myself a heart attack with all this coffee. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, Skrillex, I'm here for you, okay? I'm a beginner. So give me some knowledge, drop some knowledge on me, Skrill. Okay, so basically Jordan's like, you're annoying, and Jasmine's like, but I call you, and I'm just trying to survive as a married person. Like, I get that you don't get it, okay? Like, old maid, I get it, but it's hard for us out here in the married world.
So Jordan,
you know
like,
how this friend, I know I'm skipping next.
I got so lost.
I probably confused you.
I still think that's Skrillex.
We see text to prove, because Jordan's like, well, I sent you a text and you never answered me. So then we see this wall of text. And we know that Jordan really means business because at the bottom of the text it says, you stopped sharing location.
Yeah.
With Jasmine Ellis Cooper.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Jasmine's like, she tells us, I don't want to hear about a single text that I didn't respond to. I mean, look at my call log. It's extensive, which is like, yeah, I mean, it looks like they both were looking for, well, it looks like, I mean, when someone says, like, I wrote a single text and you didn't write back to me, it looks like Jordan was done. Jordan was done. I was just looking to hang something, like, find something to hang the ending of this friendship on. Like, you didn't write me back, so our friendship is over. So,
right, but she also wrote her a wall of text and she didn't get a response. And Jasmine's one of those people who's like, oh, I'm not going to read your wall of text with your grievances and address those. I'm going to instead make you fucking listen to me monologue on the phone. Right. Like, I'm not going to take 2 minutes to give you what you want. I'm going to take an hour of your time talking about what a victim I am. You know,
right.
Don't you have those people who refuse to text you back? They just leave you voice messages like, I'm not going to sit here and take 5 minutes to listen to you monologue. I asked you one question. Just answer the question.
I definitely have one or two friends where if I text, they respond by calling. And that's one of my least favorite habits. Because if I want to speak on the phone, I would have called you. Or I would have said, hey, can we talk? But when you... like, I don't... the only exception is if someone's driving... if they call me, say, hey, sorry, I'm driving, just be easier for me to do this.
No, get the fucking CarPlay. I'm not doing it with that either, because then they call and then you're like, what? And they're like, oh, well, this is just easier than sending a bunch of texts. No, it's not. It's easier for you because now you get to bitch about all your day of errands and how the kids were doing this and how no one respects you and that work sucks.
Let me revise it. If I'm saying, hey, what time do you want to meet for dinner tonight? And then they call and they say, sorry, I'm driving. It'd be easier to do this. I'm okay with like figuring out a plan on the phone. That's okay. But otherwise, I don't want, if I text you, don't respond with a call. So those people, you have to like respond back 2 hours later. So that way, hopefully they're away from their phone. It's more inconvenient for them. I hate that.
Yeah, agreed. Also, it's 2024. I don't answer my phone. Who does? It's dangerous.
I know. It's literally the worst.
So Jasmine wants to improve this, and Jordan's just like, me too, but she clearly does not.
No, Jordan's does not
like,
want.
Jordan's like, you're dead to me, so I had your funeral already, so you can keep screaming at the walls whatever you want, but you're a ghost, so bye.
So then they're partying outside. Noelle's like, if you had to name yourself after an alcohol, what would you name yourself? And Nick is like, Moet. And Noelle's like, okay, cool, but it has to coordinate with your name, so there's no pun there. Can you work on your wordplay, please? Moet, stupid.
So then I didn't really understand this, did you?
Well, I think that she meant like, I guess what Noelle was trying to do was like, she wanted the alcohol to mix with the word with the name Nick. She wanted wordplay. I feel like she was adapting a sorority game, and it was not landing. I say that as someone who, like, after when I joined my fraternity, there were definitely like certain things I tried to like introduce to my friends. I don't even remember what they were, but they just did not. It's some things just have to stay. It just does not translate outside of the frat. So Preston's like, I would be like Andre or Nick Andre. Huh? It was weird. So now Alex and Summer are talking. And Alex is like, hey, let's talk about last night. Like, why'd you say that? She's like, because it felt like you were excluding us. I mean, me, like when someone has been inside of you, there's like a certain respect, like a love you have for each other. And he's like, what?
It's like, whoa, now she's saying she loves me? Oh, no. It's like we hooked up. We are not in love. And so,
I don't think that she was saying that they're in love. I think that she was saying there is like a tenderness and care that relationship needs to have. I think that's what she's saying. And he's like, whoa, she's in love with me. Whoa, women are crazy. Look out, everyone, for Summer, everyone. She's a hysterical woman.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, people have sex. They enjoy life. Like, who cares? But you feel like it needs to be a secret? I just don't get it. You know?
Yeah. And because she's like, everyone already knew and everything. And he was like, yeah, because I told Jordan and she told someone else.
So no, she says, everybody knew. He goes, yeah, because you told them.
Oh,
that's how everybody already knew. And she's like, well, I told Jordan and she told everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, look, on his end, you can't just fuck within the friend group and expect that no one's going to know. Well, but on her end, why are you using that like a weapon at a group dinner?
I'll tell you why. Because as a fuckboy, he tries to keep the stuff discreet so it seems more gentlemanly. He seems like a more evolved person. But what he really wants to do is not get the word out that he's like, you know, a big old fuckboy. So that way he can be a big old fuckboy with other people. And people don't like, he doesn't want people to realize he's like this. So he wants everyone to stay quiet about it so he can maintain his image. And she's like, no, I'm going to put it right out there. I'm going to put it out there that you are a fuckboy. And that's why I liked it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm generally not on Alex's side for anything. I just don't understand the whole, like, let's have a casual hookup and then I'm going to be the least casual about it. I'm going to be zero. I'm going to show zero cash at all after it.
Right.
But, you know, you do.
But also,
not you, but her.
But also, he's been a fuckboy long enough that he should know this is what actually always happens, is that feelings always get involved. And him not inviting Summer when she's there in New York, he knows that that is going to piss her off.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and I think that's the big thing too, right? It's like, and now you're saying you didn't know I was in town? Like, what the hell, you fucking weirdo? But, you know, he's trying to make you crazy, and now you're confronting him in front of everybody looking, guess what? Crazy. You
know? And then he can say, look at her. She's crazy. Wild.
Yeah, she just wants me so bad. Look how crazy I make her.
She wants to move so quickly. I just need to take it slow. I want to take things slow.
They all fall in love with me. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm figuring stuff out.
So Shanice is like, okay, well, basically Summer's like, okay, look, I set expectations on the situation and you're not responsible for those expectations. So I'm sorry. And he's like, okay. And then Shanice is like, you guys are having so many serious conversations. Let's take a shot.
And so then they all just start dancing and twerking and stuff like that.
And that's that for Summer House Malta's Vineyard. Welcome back home show.
I know. I can't believe we talked about it for so long because like not a huge amount happened, but I actually really, really enjoy the show and I love the cast chemistry. So I'm looking forward to this season.
Yeah, me too. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being here. Go get tickets for our Europa trip and also our show in LA in May. Those tickets are at watchwhatcrappens.com, video on Patreon. And so are the bonus episodes. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila.
She's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Our Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.